This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, September 22nd. Well, let me give you the good news. There's no more uncertainty about what the Fed's doing. They made it extremely clear. They're going to raise rates two more times, and the federal funds rate will be at 4.25% by the end of the year. Today, it's 3%. So yesterday, they raised rates 0.75%. Looks like they're going to raise rates 0.75% in November, 6 days for the midterm elections. And then they'll raise rates at least 0.5% in December. Now, they have a dot plot they announce every other Fed meeting. And some of the dot plots are implying that rates could be even higher in 2023. But let's just see if that gets clarified, okay? Because what Chairman Powell said since Jackson Hole is he wants to get rates high, get them in sync with the market rates, and hold rates at that level. And just observe the economy, and it'll be data dependent. Now, a couple of interesting things happened yesterday. The 2-year treasury yield spiked above 4.1%. Today it's under 4. So it's moderating. A treasury, 10-year treasury bond yields went up. They're moderating. So things are starting to calm down is what I'm trying to say in a nice way. Okay. Now, the Fed didn't have the dovish comments I wanted, but at least they are clear. They are not misleading anybody. We know what they're doing. There's going to be a leadership change in Congress. You can't have these rising rates and not have a political price for this. So the Fed is ignoring any political pressure, which is, I find, quite interesting. The Atlanta Fed is estimating 0.3% growth for the third quarter. They might still revise that down. We'll see what the economic tea leaves tell us. But, we could have three quarters in a row of contracting GDP growth. Now, first quarter was productivity. Second quarter was inventories. Those are technical glitches, but it looks like there'll be a real recession here because of what the Fed's doing in the economy. Okay. And they said there's going to be lots of pain and unemployment's going up. So Fed's the Fed, so they're going to do what they want to do. There's a couple other things out there I should talk about. Lithium prices are up 119% this year, but in the last 2 years they're up almost eightfold. So obviously the EV revolution is being destroyed by the high prices of lithium, and nickel and cobalt prices are also up. So it's really hard to make the energy transition that the Biden administration wants, because guess what's shooting up in price, okay? And it's not just the Biden administration. It's China, it's Europe. Electric cars sell more per capita in those countries as well. So what a mess we have, okay? We're not going to be able to make the transition like everybody wants, because obviously EVs are luxury cars. I don't want to say it's unproven technology, but your normal lithium-ion battery cycles 2,000 times and then it dies, okay? And, I happen to have an EV that where the battery cells continue to die. It's been out for 6 weeks. It was repaired. They thought they had it fixed, and they found more battery cells. So I find that very interesting. They keep changing the software to how they charge a car and rotate other cells and all, but as soon as they made that last change, the car started to develop some serious problems. I basically try and tell everybody, you can buy an EV, but you better have an extra car. When they go down big time. Anyway, we'll ever see if our EV comes out of surgery, but it looks like it's going to be at least 2 months, okay? And those are LG Chem batteries. It's called LG Solutions right now. And LG is a big supplier to GM. And they've been supplying Volkswagen Group, Porsche, and even Ford's Mach-E. So we'll see what's happening. The energy stocks are definitely going to be an oasis. The Biden administration released 1 million barrels a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That's why gas prices fell, but now inventories are depleted, lowest level since 84. They have to start refilling the SPR, so that's putting a floor under the under crude oil prices. The other thing is Vladimir Putin's still behaving badly. He's calling, he had an address to the nation on Wednesday, which is unusual in Russia. He's calling up roughly 30,000 reservists to, he wants to annex four regions in Ukraine and declare them part of Russia. Now he wants to defend those regions and by quote unquote all means. And Putin said, he basically told the West, he says, I'm not bluffing. And he added that those trying to blackmail us with nuclear weapons should know that the tables can turn on them. So, you know, Putin obviously is threatening the West. Whether we have nuclear war or not is still, a lot of experts don't think so. But, you know, Putin's becoming more and more erratic. And that's obviously a threat to the world, but that's good for energy prices because the world's trying to break away from Russia, especially Europe. So I feel really good about my my energy bets. I feel very good about my lithium bets. The Wall Street Journal talking about rising lithium prices, soaring lithium prices, cited SQM as the best performing one. SQM is a Chilean miner. I recommend it. It's in a lot of our portfolios. And we're going to get some leadership here, folks. And I think the biggest leader you're going to get later this month is going to be Porsche. Volkswagen's spinning it off as an IPO. The people that took Ferrari public are taking Porsche public. You can sell Porsche as a luxury goods company. You can sell it as the most profitable automaker because their operating margins are huge within Volkswagen Group. And finally, you can sell it as an EV company, okay? So you're going to get some shares of Porsche. Volkswagen Group's going to clarify what it's going to be shortly. And so I just want you to know there's leadership emerging, okay? Porsche is going to be a leader. Energy stocks are going to be leaders, and energy could be $120 a barrel in the first quarter when worldwide demand jumps again due to seasonal pressure or as any world economy start to recover. And then finally, you got the whole lithium craze because of the Biden administration and other governments are pushing EVs, and we just don't have the lithium. In fact, California is now put a tax on lithium mining. So believe it or not, California is actually impeding lithium production in America right now. So go figure, you know, the state that wants to have all the EVs is now impeding them with new taxes. So fascinating times we're in, folks, but there are going to be oases as niches out there. I'm very curious how much earnings will be awarded in the upcoming weeks as the third quarter earnings come out. Obviously, we'll have much better earnings in the market. The market's earnings will be down because more difficult year-over-year comparisons and the strong dollar impeding the multinationals. One last comment. There are a lot of people, I get a lot of emails, of course, that people can't sleep at night. They keep watching the TV. They keep watching what the Fed's doing. And they want to get out. Well, if you do get out, can you wait for an uptick? If you sell on a down day, you're going to get picked off. Spreads are wide. If you sell an update, spreads will be tighter. You can also sell in the quarter and window dressing here in the next couple of weeks. You can sell in the earnings season in October, November, early November. I do want to remind everybody, October, November, December are seasonally strong months. I know the market rolled over on November 19th last year, so that last year was not the case. But there's seasonal strength in the pipeline. People are happy in the holidays, should rub off on the market. But please sell in the strength if you have to sell. You'll feel better. Otherwise, you'll be shocked at how little you get if you try to sell on down day because they drop the bid, and it's simple as that. The markets today are controlled by Citadel's algorithms. There are no humans controlling this. And the Citadel algorithms are hypersensitive to order flow. They don't think. They don't look at fundamentals. They just react, okay? So if you do sell, try to sell in the strength. I'm not telling you to sell, but if you have to get out so you can sleep at night, try to sell in the strength. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Cheer up, everybody. The Fed is clear. They're not misleading us. They're on a mission from God. We got two more rate increases, and then they're going to hold rates high and make sure inflation gets squeezed out of the economy. So that's it. I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions. Hang in there, folks. I do expect today to be better. Take care.